My name is James Sagerton. This is the December 28th, 2021 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. We believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask the secretary, Arpal Martin, to take the roll. Arpal?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena? Chris Corey? Lyndon Foley?
Here. I'm here.
Okay, I got two I'm here. Is Chris Corey here?
Yes, no. Sir. Sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes, you are. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Julie Hewitt. Jim Kaufman.
Here.
Arpal Martin here. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Okay, so that's eight.
Very good. Thank you very much, Arpal. So, we will now go to adopt the agenda, and prior to that, I will read the agenda. I would like to, ask someone if they would move the agenda as presented. Or shall I read it first, Arpal?
Either way.
Okay. I'll read it first.
I'll move it. This is Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Okay. Thank you. The agenda is to convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's number one. Number two is roll call. Number three is adopt the agenda. Number four are the chair's announcements. Welcome new member. That's 2 minutes. Number five is minutes approval. That's 3 minutes. Number six is a report, if available, from the Pacifica Executive Director. 10 minutes report and question and answer. Number seven is report from the ICFO for 20 minutes. Number eight is preliminary review of November 2021 financials. Controller Julia Kennard reporting and question and answer, 40 minutes. Number nine is budget timeline and timelines and schedule for the NFC review of budgets for fiscal year 2022, 5 minutes. Number 10 is unfinished business with the national office. Compile a list to share with the national office of year-end outstanding items, 5 minutes. Adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time is number 11. Are there any additions, any changes that anyone would like in the agenda?
Arpal.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Number nine, I'm going to reduce in the minutes to FY22.
That's fine. Thank you.
James, I'd like an addition. This is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
So late in the agenda, perhaps we could do a set of introductions. I would like Netta to be able to get off the call before that, as they're not feeling well. I don't know where you want to place it, but late in the agenda, it would be nice if we could just do a round robin and introduce each other.
I think we already did that, Chris, at the last meeting, and I was intending to welcome the new member here tonight.
Okay.
Was that?
I'll let that go then. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. And of course, you know, we will have a roster, I hope, where the members can communicate with each other freely if they wish. Okay. Any other questions or additions for the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. We move to number four, which are the chair's announcements and welcome new member. That's for 2 minutes. I think I can get that done in 2 minutes. I will go ahead and read now. The NFC membership is changing as a result of the annual reorganization elections at the stations. Tonight, we are joined by the newly elected treasurer at KPFK, Kim Kaufman. Welcome, Kim. I want to take a moment right now to ask Kim to say hello and say anything she'd like about herself. And go ahead, Kim. You have the floor.
Hi. Well, I'm the new treasurer, same as the old treasurer, like 10 years ago, because I was on the LSB from 2009 to 2015, and I was a treasurer for a couple of years then, and a chair for a couple of more years, and I've been in a majority and a minority, and I know it's, you know, what each is like. And I don't know, here I am. I'm really, I spoke with Julie, I guess last week, and I'm thrilled to have her there. I feel very good that our books are getting straightened out. That makes me very happy. And that's it. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kim. I was going to mention that you are no stranger to this business and these affairs, and you did a great job of filling that in, and I appreciate that. So moving on, and thank you again, and welcome, Kim. Our ICFO and our NETA controller are both not feeling well tonight, and we will be trying to get through the part of the meeting that involves them as quickly as possible. Those times, I'm not going to do that. Julia Kennard received the data from Pacifica with which to prepare the November 2021 financials that we will be reviewing tonight just this morning. Also this morning, and Julia gave me permission to say this, she tested positive for COVID. Nonetheless, Julia prepared the financials for this meeting, and we thank her profoundly. Tonight, we will do a preliminary review of the 2021 financials, and there are no other new announcements, except I want to say to our Paul that apparently I misspelled something there. Where was it? Oh, I said Julie instead of Julia in the last line of the second paragraph.
I respond to both. Unless there's a Julie on the committee and that's bothersome to somebody else.
Okay. Well, we hope we won't run into that problem. And I will also say that the times I put on for the items are maximum times, and hopefully we can speed through some of them more quickly. As I mentioned, Julia just got the information to do these financials this morning. She worked through it and got it to us now. But nobody has had much of a chance to review it, so we can return to them at our next meeting. Okay, that's the end of the chair's announcements. And now we go to minutes approval. Paul, are there minutes for approval?
Yes, there are. I move that we approve the minutes of the December 14th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Very good. Any discussion? Corrections? Hearing none?
Well,
sorry, go ahead,
Kim. I just want to abstain because I wasn't at the meeting. I mean, I listened to it, but I'd like to abstain.
Very considerate and appropriate. I appreciate that. Any other comments, changes, questions, discussion? Hearing none, with the caveat that these are available for correction at a future time, we will consider the minutes approved. Thank you, R. Paul. That takes us to number 6, a report, if available, from the Pacifica Executive Director. 10 minutes report and question and answer. Lydia, are you here? I don't believe I heard her in the roll call.
Be in the roll call.
Hearing nothing. We'll move ahead to number 7. This is a report from the ICFO. 20 minutes. Anita, again, remembering 20 minutes is an outside limit. And I want to give you the floor. We'll have question and answer after. Thank you. Go ahead, Anita.
Okay, thank you. And I really did not prepare a report, Mr. Chair, but I'd like to just say that I'd like to make a recommendation that the committee consider my recommendation to allow Julia Kennard to be the next ICFO. Beginning the first of the month of the year, January. I am resigning as your ICFO, hoping to retire in about 18 months, thereabouts. So I'm pretty excited. ACA has adopted a succession planning that was worked on probably a couple of years ago. So that is the reason why. Sorry.
No worry. Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, I have an immediate question for you. It's not because you don't love us anymore, is it, Anita?
No, sir. No. But I would like to, quite frankly, start the succession planning, and that is where I start working with a couple other of my staff that will, you know, assume some of my duties as I transition out over a period of about 18 months to 2 years, perhaps. But that is really the reason. It's not that I don't love y'all, and you certainly have kept me very busy, but I really need the additional time. When I will add that when I was asked to fill in this role, it was a temporary for 6 months, and believe it or not, I almost reached the two-year mark. Again, this will allow me more time to spend with staff and, again, to start planning my retirement.
Thank you, Anita. Anita, I have a question.
Yes.
And it is that it's my understanding that you are the director of the NETA Center and supervising 39 employees, and you have a lot of work to do there to wrap up affairs there and, you know, effect a smooth transition. And that is an additional reason for your decision, right?
That's correct. And I wanted to also add that, you know, we are adding, Julia will be your main contact if so elected. We would also add Vicki Clark. I think she has sat in on a call or two for me. Tamara is still working with Pacifica, and of course we will, George is also. And as we move forward, I mean, I think the quality of the work certainly will be there. Julia will be working full-time with Pacifica, and I made that decision when I'm going to, you know, remove myself as this role. I felt that it was important to do that, and I'm sure that she can work with the other business managers and fulfill that role of ICFO.
Understood. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. So if we're going to be without an ICFO for a little bit, it sounds like. I don't know how that will affect things because the PNB, I don't think the PNB is that fast in its feet that it's going to have anybody in place like tomorrow or something.
Well, I mean, I will stay in place until Julia.
Until replaced. That's great. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just concerned about that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I'm glad that R. Paul got that question answered before I had to ask it. The second question I have is, will Anita continue to be available on an intermittent basis while going through the first part of this transition? Because I'm so used to communicating with her and her communication style that it would be helpful to me. If Anita would rather that we didn't do that, I'd like her to say so, and we'll forward all future correspondence to Julia.
I mean, Chris, thank you for saying that. I mean, my intention all along was to stay involved at least till the February timeframe, you know, because it is a transition. Julia also is learning. She's a very strong controller, so that's not the problem. It's really just understanding the ins and outs. I would be honored to, you know, stay until, you know, everything is comfortable in moving forward. And she's not going to have that problem. But, yes, would stay on until that time.
this is the chair. I just want to make a caveat to this conversation. It's not a foregone conclusion that Julia will replace Anita. I'm going to make a motion momentarily that this body recommends that to the PNB. But, of course, that's up to the PNB to decide. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to make a motion now that the National Finance Committee, the Pacifica National Finance Committee, recommends to the PNB that on the, what do you want to call it, Anita, retirement or on the withdrawal? What would you like to say here? Resignation?
I guess it's a resignation.
Okay. Upon the resignation of ICFO Anita Sims, that the PNB hire Julia Kennard, controller, NETA, to replace her.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, okay. I just want to get the name and the title in there also. Thank you, Kim. Paul, do you have that, or shall we go over that? I apologize. I should have sent that to you in writing.
Yeah. All right. What I have is the NFC recommends to the PNB that on the resignation of the interim CFO, Anita Sims, that the PNB hire Julia Kennard, controller of NETA, to replace her.
Any discussion of that? Any thoughts, additions? Changes.
Yes, this is Lyndon.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Is hire the correct word?
Good question.
Well, that's why I suggested just saying replace her with.
Any other thoughts on that? Replace, engage, any other words? So, you want to take out? Go ahead.
Does Anita have any comment?
Yes, please.
NETA, we don't have a current contract, but we are consultants for you. She's not employed because she is employed by NETA. So I think it should be as a consultant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, yes. I think that's appropriate. And so hire is clearly the wrong word. And so now I'm liking more and more Kim's word replace. Arpal, can you use the word replace instead of hire and
make that
work?
Well, it was already in there. Okay, so... let's see. The NFC recommends to the PNB that on the resignation of interim CFO Anita Sims, that the PNB replace her. With Julia Kennard, controller of NETA.
As the ICFO consultant.
That sounds so. That comports with what Anita just said.
Right. It makes it clear what the role is.
Agreed. Let's let Arpal have a moment to digest that.
Let me read it. The NFC recommends to the PNB that on the resignation of the interim CFO, Anita Sims, that the PNB replace her with Julia Kennard, controller of NETA, as interim CFO consultant.
Good. So I heard somebody raising a question, or I heard a voice. Did somebody want to say something?
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
This is Kim. Do you want to add, along with her other duties, and she will continue with her other duties, working closely with the stations?
Well, that's part of our contract. or that's part of our understanding, I guess. It's not a contract at the moment with any TA. You're thinking specifically about PFW, BAI, and KPFK?
Well, I'm specifically thinking about KPFK. I don't want you to leave.
We have a separate contract for that.
Okay. So you're right. Keep that separate. Then we're just dealing with this ICFO piece. Never mind. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. I presume, Anita, based on your comments, we don't want to put any specific dates in there. This is a when and if this, then that situation. It's not January 1st or any specific date.
I think for the comfort of everyone, if you allow us to transition, as I said, you know, initially when Julie and I talked about this, I actually had told her maybe by the end of January or the 1st of February, I felt maybe that would give us enough time to go over everything at least one time. After hearing Chris's comment, you know, I still feel that that is doable for me and my future plans. So what I'm saying is, yeah, it's probably a good idea not to have a date. I think, you know, February 1st would be a good start, and we would plan toward that, or we could do it sooner.
Okay, well, I think if we don't put the date in, that doesn't lock anybody in or tie us down, and that would be, you know, we will have this record as a legislative history in terms of the, you know, understandings and the parameters of our discussion. So is there anybody else with any other questions or comments?
Chris?
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm a little bit puzzled. I don't think I have a full understanding of the nature of the engagement. So if you don't mind, I'd like to ask, is the ICFO part of the contract or is it a separate contract?
It's a separate contract.
Okay. But it's a
currently there is no contract. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand that. I understand that part of it. So I'm at a loss for words right now. This is a non-employee type arrangement then. It's a subcontractor arrangement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and, thank you. That's all. That's why we added the extra word at the end. I got it. Thank you. Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to ask, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, now I'm going to ask if there's any objection to this motion. And hearing none, we'll consider it adopted, and we'll pass this along to the PMB as appropriate. And let me just say, Anita, if you would like to leave the meeting at this point and get some well-deserved rest, I appreciate it, and I will thank you, as I've thanked you so many times, profusely, for your assistance, and wish you well. And I know this is not the last time we're going to see or hear from you, so we'll save the rest of that stuff for later.
I will be joining the board meeting. I don't have the date in front of me, but I believe it was January 6th. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
I will be joining you. And again, thank you very much for allowing me this time.
Thank you, Anita. Speedy recovery.
I appreciate it.
And good night.
Good night. Thank you.
And thank you, Chris. Okay, that moves us on to number 7, report from the ICFO, and of course, we just did that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And number 8 is preliminary review of November 2021 financials, Controller Julia Kennard reporting, and Q&A 40 minutes. Again, Julia, we just got this today. You just got the materials this morning. So 40 minutes is on the absolute maximum outside limit, but if everybody goes to their email, they'll find this at near the top of their email. And Julia, can you tell us, I have it as NatFinance.com November financials, and it arrived, I think, at 5:28. So if everybody at Eastern time, if everybody checks their email, they should find that. We'll give everybody a minute to get there. Are people finding it?
I have it. I'm all set.
Good.
I've got mine.
Good.
I'm set too, James.
Okay. Why don't we let Julia go ahead and start on this? And remember, Julia, if you don't feel well and you need to cut it short, please do so. And we'll pick this up next time.
I appreciate that. I wanted to start out, too, with just getting a feel for how people feel about the presentation of the numbers, the format. To me, you know, I'm used to looking at the numbers a lot, and so I can jump around to things pretty quickly. I know that there are several of you who are very good at that and are great at catching if there's an error or something like that, which I appreciate. But one thing I did was, and it would have been the most recent email, just while we've been sitting here talking, is I did a summary sheet. And so if you want to look at your most recent email from me, we don't have to use this type of format, but I just wanted to use it as like a conversation starter as to, is there a way that we can have all the details, but really, you know, so people can dig in and ask questions, but at the same time, maybe have a summary tab that, you know, has the consolidated in each station broken out. Does anybody see what I just sent you a screenshot.
Julia, is that, does the heading Pacifica Foundation Financial Narrative for November 2021?
No, I just sent it. Well, shoot, did it come through?
All right, I haven't checked. Let me look.
Yeah,
I have something that just says November financials, and it's dated 9 o'clock Eastern.
Right, it's that one.
Ah, okay.
Matt, there's a screenshot there. And again, this may be not what people want to see, but I find it challenging to have a really effective conversation with the multiple tabs. And I can imagine that it's easy for people to focus on tabs that are most important to them, which you still want to be able to do that. Obviously, that's important. But at the same time, trying to get a better feel for how this all pulls together, because the consolidated, while it's consolidated, it doesn't let you really easily tell who's playing what role in the bottom line numbers. So I just talked about here.
But let her finish, Chris. Go ahead, Julia.
I'm tossing this out here. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I just want to get ideas from people. It could be that y'all want to email the group later and say, hey, here's how I'd like to see it. But something that's a little bit easier type dashboard that we would have in conjunction with your regular statements that we send out, but that just can help with conversation a little bit better.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm very much in favor of this idea. In fact, it's been can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm very much in favor of this idea. In fact, it's been a consistent complaint of mine for a good long time now that particularly with the dual accounting method that we use, namely that we use accrual on the payable side and we use cash basis on the receivable side, it makes for very confusing financials that very few people, I think, are actually able to completely digest. And so Lennon and I think within the last week, maybe it's been as long as 2 weeks, time is going quickly these days, have discussed between ourselves and a few other people the idea of making what we...
Chris, can you suspend for a minute? I'm getting a message from Alex Steinberg that the stream is not working. Can we just suspend for a moment? I want to receive this message
and
see what's going on.
I'll hold and wait. Thank you.
Meanwhile, I'll sing. Maybe not.
We could have a moment of silence with John Madden.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. Lyndon, do you want to finish what you were saying?
No, I don't.
Okay. I have Alex on the call. He's reporting that the stream is not working. So I'm going to ask Fred if he can confirm or contradict that.
James, I've been checking, and as far as I can tell, the stream is working fine.
Okay. Alex?
I will check my internet since I'm sitting here.
Yeah. If people could check, that would be appreciated. Maybe Chris could check as well.
I checked a few minutes.
It's fine on mine. It's fine on my laptop.
Alex?
Seems to be okay here, James. Chris here.
Okay, why don't we assume then that it's working? And Alex, did you want to join the call? Do you want to stay on, or were you just trying to tell us that that was happening?
Yeah, I'd like to stay on at least for a bit.
Okay, go ahead. That's no problem.
Okay.
Of course. I'm sorry, we interrupted. What was it? Chris was making comments about this different method. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so Lyndon and I were talking about this within the last couple of weeks, and we were colloquially terming it the Pacifica report card. It would just be sort of a quick and easy method for non-accounting people, particularly, to be able to digest the Pacifica reporting. And I think it would be really, really helpful, honestly, because another thing that might be helpful if it could be included with this report would be a cash flow summary, but I don't know how much extra work that would add, because that would help reconcile the non-accrual, the accrual portion of the books to what people are seeing and help them understand why what they're seeing is happening. But in any case, I love this idea of having a more boiled down, easy to read format, at least for meetings, if not for actual reporting, outgoing reporting from the NFC. Thank you.
R. Paul for Sam.
Lyndon for the staff.
I think I heard R. Paul, and who else did I hear? Was that Julia?
No, it was Kim and
Kim. Okay.
And Lyndon. Let R. Paul go before me.
Yeah, I heard Lyndon. So go ahead, R. Paul, Kim, and Lyndon.
Okay. Yeah, this would be fine. I would ask that it be not a screenshot, not a big JPEG in the middle of the email, but some sort of a, just take a tiny spreadsheet piece and do it. Or a table, throw it into a table in a word processing document. Then we can...
Right now I have it as the first tab of the actual workbook that we email out to you. And I'm not kidding. I did it y'all were going over the agenda and your minutes and stuff. I typed it up real quick. So that's why it's a screenshot.
Okay.
And mostly because I wanted to get input as to, and again, we don't have to, it's your decision, it's your meeting, how you want to give input to make it better. What other type things would you want to see? Like you had mentioned some issues with the cash flow summary. Things like that, but do we want to, I may be asking a lot, but maybe have a dream of at some point that we're matching this with some type of performance indicators that are related to what's gone on year to date with listeners, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you like to follow, number of members, engagement, whatever it is. How do we try to tie this to what's actually going on with the services that are provided, and trying to make a connection to get things turned around.
And that would be a connection between services and income. I'm sorry, Arpo, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, yes, this sounds fine, and let's try it, see how it works. Good night.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
I, too, am fine with it. I mean, for me, it's easier to just look at than read through all that stuff, you know, as a narrative. And I just want to, like, sort of, what's the word? I mean, Chris can speak for himself about finding this system difficult, about, you know, cash revenue and accrual expenses. I personally have no problem with it. It's never been a problem for me. So either way, the only other thing that you know, rather than a cash flow is an accounts payable, which is, you know, you can figure it out without, it's sort of a medium step between a cash flow and that extra work. So that would be the only thing where we could really tell the difference between what's in the P&L and what's not getting paid. But, you know, that's an extra step. And that to me would be more informative and getting into the membership and all that kind of stuff for my purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a question, sure, Kim, or do you want to leave that as a comment?
Yeah, it's like, unless somebody can convince me otherwise, I mean, my, you know, especially for KPFK, where I know we have a lot of, you know, payables, you know, so...
No, I agree. And the way we look at things now, you as a group can't see what those liabilities are that are
right,
not, you know, that are sitting off of the income statement.
Right.
Liabilities, including if when we're taking these loans, are we making the loan payment? Things like that that you're never going to be able to tell through the income statement.
Right. Okay,
so
that's my comment.
That's,
thank you.
I've never really quite understood what the situation was with the accounting system and how these statements are consolidated. I do know that part of the issue with actually having a legitimate or an easy-to-run balance sheet was because the audits were so far behind. That's
right,
something I need to talk with George about, to see as we finish this audit coming up in the next several weeks, that maybe that's something that we're hoping to get fixed for this year. I just need to work with him to figure out what the issue is. And that would also tie into a cash flow summary. It's just, I need to figure out how to use that report writer. Because right now, yeah, it doesn't, it's not generating a consolidated cash flow statement. But I think we can have
it
sort of a...
I'm sorry, was that Chris? I have Linda next. Was that Chris?
Yeah. I just want to be back on
okay,
the deck. Thank you.
Yeah, let me go to Linda, and we'll come back to you, Chris. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Julia, I fully stand with what Chris and I had put together earlier, that there are some things in the financial statement that are just don't give everybody the real picture when people aren't paying their bills and it looks like, oh, they just lost this much money. It's almost like, I don't know where all the money is because, you know, stations aren't paying their central services and there's other bills they're not paying. So you have to back out quite a few things to see how far they are away on a cash basis is making, you know, as they making their due every month. So I just wanted to back up Chris on that since it was partly my idea. Now I have a pet peeve, and that is pennies.
I'm not a fan of that either. I go through every month.
I go through all seven sheets and I take out all the pennies. And then just on this one, if it didn't have pennies, it'd be so much easier to read. You know, this last one you sent out. And also, I would appreciate if you just put a top header and left border on these things so you can scroll around much easier. And, you know, if I say telephone expenses online, blah, blah, and, you know, month this, you can go to that even though it's, you know, at X64, and you can still see what month you're in and what the name of the line is. So I'll be gone here in just a month, but that's been my pet peeve for a long time.
You're saying freezing the headers and freezing the left pane and the top?
Yes, exactly. Freeze pane. That's exactly what I did. And I just find it's easier for people to get around and still know where they are. Like when I asked what happened with that September $22,000 telephone expense for KPFA, you know, everybody can go to it.
I'm just jotting down my notes because I have to take big notes.
Take your time, Julia. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just
remember you can listen to this on the archive also, Julia. If you need a review for your notes.
I would rather not have.
I don't blame you.
Okay. And I've already taken the pennies out on my copy here. So, is there anybody else on the stack right now?
Yes, Chris is on the stack. Are you done, Lyndon?
I am. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify what I said earlier. I actually don't have trouble reading the spreadsheets at all. I'm fine with it. But I know for a fact that particularly people that are outside the organization that have from time to time caused a great deal of trouble within the organization have a great deal of trouble understanding accrual accounting. And I like the idea of having the payables on there. I think that a lot of what we've been doing as extra reporting over the last year has been particularly the payables associated with central services. I mean, that's been a valuable tool, I think, for everybody to understand what the state of the stations is, because when they fall short, they tend to neglect central services first. it's been helpful to see that. And that's been something that Lyndon's been insisting on over the past year. And I think at least one other person, I think Sharon was actually pretty big on getting that extra reporting as well. Anything that will help people get from the profit and loss to the accrual accounting would be great. I know that balance sheets are pretty much an impossibility because of the way the accounting system works at Pacifica. But anything that we can get that's close to that or that helps us get to that point so that we can explain to novices how this works would be extremely helpful. So thank you.
Right. I've never worked somewhere where we didn't have a balance sheet. So I live off of the individual trial balance reports. So I've just made a note to myself to see, you know, what can be done about a consolidated trial balance. And again, I'm hoping that it just goes back to the issue that we were behind in audits. And so we didn't have actual beginning balances. I mean, think about it. Last year, I worked on the end of 2018, maybe, but definitely 2019 and 2020 last spring. So we didn't have those beginning balances. And so for those years, so we couldn't do a balance sheet as long as I've worked here that would make any sense. So, but again, I'll get some feedback from George about what the possibilities are with that. And my other question is, as far as the central services and the funds that are owed by the stations or the archives, that type of thing, what have you seen in the past? Have you seen the spreadsheets that we keep? Or what have you seen? How have you kept up with, how has that been reported on? Did somebody just read something off to you, or did you actually get a report on that?
We get the spreadsheet.
Okay.
In 2019, 2020, 2021, and consolidated.
Okay. Yeah, she's got the multi-tab spreadsheet. Okay.
Correct.
Yep, and we still keep up with that. So.
Go ahead. I hear you taking right. notes, Julia. Go ahead.
Yep. All right. And so what will be
while
helpful
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What will be helpful in getting this material together, again, though, is trying to, this ties into what some of you, I think, are saying, is we really need to get a message out to the stations that there's, on what our priorities are for consistency in how they record things. And, you know, I think that, that's something that James and I have talked about. Maybe I haven't verbalized it in that particular way to you, James, but there are definitely some stations that do things a little differently, as in we've talked before, where they
no,
record
you,
an expense
you have,
when they pay
you
it.
Have articulated it that way. Yes, you have.
Yeah. So I think if there's a way that we can, someone can help me determine how we want to communicate with the stations, whether it's with the, you know, the business managers or with the general managers to say, or both, and saying, okay, here are the top five things that we all need to be doing the same way because they are standard accounting practices. It has nothing to do with the way you do business. It's standard accounting practices. I think that will help. And then also knowing that there are certain things that need to be done throughout the month so that it is possible for me to get reports out in a timely way. I've reiterated to a couple people that in Julia land, the 15th is late. Like, your financial statements need to be going out by the 15th. But I don't, most people don't really like sending their financials out the same day that they're able to run them because you want to be able to go through. And I caught a couple of things on these, which I'm going to tell you. But it, to me, it was more important to get them out so you had a couple of hours to be able to at least look at them instead of me trying to dig through and find stuff, and then you get them at the last minute and you've really had no chance to look at anything. But for us to put a legitimate package together where you're getting a finance committee package, you know, a day or two in advance, we've got to get I hate to call them all stations because they're not all necessarily stations, but we need to get all the areas, the units on a schedule. And that even ties in with the budget, you know, that there's a budget schedule and there's a monthly schedule where we know that everyone is, you know, on the same time frame about getting things posted, and so that I can actually get a good package out to you and not just, you know, getting something out the last minute.
Julia, I have a question for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. If you wanted to continue, go ahead.
No, I was just going to go into a little bit of the numbers because I know people want to get going.
May I ask you a question? I think it's, you're the one we're concerned about getting going because you're sick. But I just wanted to ask you where we are with the unified templates and the chart of accounts. And let's just, where are we with that, and how would that relate to this or be helpful in this regard?
Mm-hmm. It's very important. We have one station that I think is the least consistent with everyone else on the chart of accounts. That's not going to be that bad. I just need to have time to sit and really just do a match of all the chart of accounts. You know, you can do that in Excel and just do a quick match to see who, make sure who's using what. It's just going to, I mean, I would say that to me, that's at least a day of sitting and kind of plowing through that to make sure. The other issue is that we need to have a system of making sure that if people are adding accounts that they tell us, because that's going to impact feeding into the financial statement, because the way we have to run the financial statements is through that report writer. If we don't know about that account number, you know, it won't hit properly.
Right.
The thing I caught today, I think I mentioned to you, James, was the $90,000 that was a negative $90,000 in grants in March for KPFA. You know, she corrected that, Maria corrected that, but she corrected it to the wrong department code. She had the right GL code, but the wrong department code. The report didn't pick it up. Well, it jumped out at me, so we were able to fix it. But there are some issues there where if people are not using the proper account codes, we could run into some issues there. So that needs to be a priority. As far as the unified templates, you mean for the budget?
Yes, the templates.
Yeah, I do think that KPFA had some good templates. I used something completely different with KPFK. That's the only one that I've really sat down and dug through and done a hardcore budget work with the general manager.
Julie, I want to take it. Go ahead.
Might already have something that we can try to manipulate to allow everyone to use that.
I want to take this opportunity to say that we had postponed considering budgets with the hope that we would get a revised chart of accounts and we would get new budget templates that would be uniform across the network and across all the units. And we find that that may be more difficult or time consuming than we had originally thought. So we're now considering going ahead or not considering, I hope we will approve going ahead with approving budgets in whatever form they come to us, and it will be translated at a later time.
I apologize.
Go ahead.
I believe the ones that I have seen, I'll have to go back and look, but we have three. I have three in hand. I'm pretty sure that they're all.
Yes.
They may have a different way of calculating it, and having their worksheets that tie up to their summary budget might be different, but I think they're putting it in the same template as the financial statement. So we're not too far off.
So you mentioned that, that's good to know.
The issue is that most people don't know what rolls up into each line item, and that's also a challenge for me. I don't really like how the things roll up because I would love to see it not rolled up so we can, what I'm saying? Like, there are multiple accounts that might feed into telephone or multiple accounts that might feed into, it's different types of expenses, not just by department, but it's something that's considered a programming expense. But there are three different types of programming expenses, and not just that it's admin or what. Well, first of all, why would you have a programming expense with an admin code? That makes no sense to me. And that's something that needs to get cleaned up as well in this chart of accounts, is we need to inactivate or add, because there are plenty of things that are being charged to admin that should be charged to programming or operations or develop.
I think that the budgets that you've seen so far may be the best ones, and we may have more work to do on the other end.
Right.
But we can go ahead with that as we move along. I'm going to ask you if you're done, and then I want to ask if there are any other questions.
Well, I did.
Are you done?
A couple of things.
Let's just see if there's any questions about where we are now, and then we'll let you move ahead. Any other, anybody else for the stack? Any comments, questions?
I just have a general question, James. Chris?
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, are we going to actually review the November financials tonight? I know that, we've been talking kind of extemporaneously for a while here about more general subjects, but are we going to get to drill down to November, or are we just going to cut that short at this juncture?
Well, it is 9:30, and I promised Julia that she could go home early, but she's making her own bed here, I must say. But, let's see where it goes. How are you doing, Julia? How's your stamina?
We got to get this done. Like, I want to have November behind us. And so
I appreciate that.
Was that Chris? I didn't recognize
that. It was Chris. That was, yes.
Yes, it was.
No, I was getting ready to talk about some of the numbers.
Yes, I know you were. And I just want to say that, again, because the committee didn't get the numbers until late, because you didn't get the data that you needed to do this until, I think, this morning, right?
The last piece, yes, which was significant.
So, okay, so, yes, I want to take a preliminary dive into this, but I want to reserve the ability of the committee, or, you know, I want to say that we will return to this at our next meeting as people consider necessary.
So the first thing I wanted to address was on the screenshot that I did send, which is just going to make it easier for it to jump out at you than having to look at the giant consolidated spreadsheet, is that I did catch that, and it's highlighted on the net income loss at the top of the screenshot that I had sent for the consolidated statements, the amounts for prior year date and year over year change. They are not the same at the top under the consolidated line item as they are when you subtotal the units. So that is something that I need to go back in and look to see what the issue is with that. That's also why I don't have a percentage.
And that's what the highlight is about in the red strikes.
Yeah, it says, as you can, yep, because those numbers match. The bottom, like row 12, you know, is showing that, yes, all the units do tie to what the consolidated is at the top. And it does, it works everywhere, but on the prior year to date and the over year change for the consolidated, for the net income column. So I'll look into that.
Understood.
There was another mistake on the KPFA tab. KPFA tab. The expenses at the bottom did not total properly with development. So if you look at the top of the tab where it has the summarized expenses, those are the correct numbers. And Tamara has gone in and fixed that. She helped me with that earlier this afternoon. She's fixed that, and so I will send that out if I did. Pretty sure.
Just
that
to
I
be
could,
clear,
yeah,
Julia, we've now gone away from your screenshot. We're now back on the financials that you sent, and we're on
KPFA.
Which tab again? The KPFA tab, right? Okay.
Right. So I'm just pointing that out for the.
Want to give everybody a chance to catch up. I want to give everybody a chance to catch up to where we are, because some people are on their phones and some people are on their antiquated computers, and I think you're on very modern equipment. Is everybody following now, or is everybody there? We're back on the KPFA tab of the November financials. Okay, go ahead.
And so if you look at line 36, where it's the summarized at the top of the net income or loss versus where it goes into the expense details underneath, and it has the net income is repeated at the bottom. The detailed section, I believe it, she said it didn't pick up the development expense. So I will send out a corrected one after this, after we finish the call, so you'll at least have the corrected one, and it'll I'll include the summary tab on it as well. But so those were the only errors that I had that jumped out at me right out of the chute. Again, I think it's going back to the summary tab. I think it's interesting, and I haven't really learned your ebbs and flows. You know, it takes a couple of years to really get a feel for what's a normal peak and valley. I will say I thought that October to November was a pretty big swing to go from, you know, being in the black in October, almost 80,000, to November being in the red, 273,000. Interestingly, it was mostly because of KPFA, and that really surprised me. But I need to have time. One of the things I'd like to do is have a centralized list just of when everyone's, all of the units, drives are, so that we know that, oh, yeah, well, this is a month where maybe we had planned to have a drive, but they couldn't have the drive, or what's going on that makes this there'd be such a swing, or last year they had a drive and this year they didn't, type of thing, to try to understand the number, the story behind the numbers a little better. It'd actually be kind of nice to have a little mini narrative from each of the units so they could explain it, instead of me kind of making some assumptions. But you know, the expenses, revenue, the next section, that's a pretty big jump decrease in between October and November. And we just didn't have the same type of decrease in expenses as we did in revenue. And I don't really have a good feel for what the story is behind that. I know that the fund drive at KPFK was not as successful as they had hoped, but they still averaged over the 5,000. I think they might have averaged around 6,000. Tim, I'm not sure if you've looked at that sheet or that website recently. I was keeping up with it during it, but just knowing more about how these fund drives are going, when they are, and how that's impacting what we think is going on with these numbers.